seems like you were in a glass hotel. Seems like there was someone else's well. It seems like everything was going well. It seems like you were up there in your glass hotel. The hall, there was someone standing with you who just wasn't there at all. Then you were laughing, reminded me of you, and I was crying. Seems like you were in a glass hotel. It seems like there was someone else's well. And there's nothing in the past. There is only this one moment, and you're gonna make it last. And you were laughing in the glass hotel.
Thanks.
Now, a ghost commercial. Hey, friend, have you ever seen a ghost or spook? They're easy to identify. Completely shrouded in white, they flitter through old buildings at twilight or in the gloaming, as old-fashioned people say. Yes, nobody knows what ghosts are for, but would you want to be without one when all your friends have got a ghost? Hey, that's surely a good reason to cultivate, if not purchase, one of these phantoms.
Thank you.
I only recently read the book and indeed saw the film The Invisible Man. And I'd always assumed that the Invisible Man was another one of H.G. Wells' heroes, a good guy, a man like the time traveler who has to deal with the consequences of his own discovery. But it turns out that he's a bad egg, although in the movie he's played by the invisible Claude Rains. This is set back then.